Thanks, Brad. Good morning. We're in for a long stretch of rough weather as wind and rain continue in the region. The coastal areas of Brookings to Humboldt are taking 25 to 35 mile winds with gusts up to 55. That means your attention is needed when driving on highways 101, 299, 199, and 36. Remember to tie down or bring in those items that could be blown away. Be prepared for possible power outages. The Sea of Eureka has been recognized by the California League of Cities and the California City Managers Foundation. Eureka was profiled as a success story in the League's Strong City, Strong State project. It highlights cities and elected officials and city managers who work to make their communities more livable and successful. Mayor Frank Yeager said in a statement, and I quote, "Eureka has a beautiful deep water port which provides plentiful seafood and recreation opportunities. It's home to many cultural activities including galleries, theater groups, and annual festivals, has an accredited zoo and a historic Main Street district. These attributes, combined with the efforts of the community and our staff, make Eureka a more desirable place to live, work, and play." End quote. The League of Cities cited the amenities Eureka has in the campaign to promote the innovations and experience elected officials and city staff use in bringing services to their communities. A magnitude 3.8 earthquake rumbled near Rio Del last night under the ocean from 21 miles away southwest, impacting at a depth of 12 miles. Last week, it was learned that Walgreens had come to a $16 million settlement with 42 counties and two cities regarding the illegal disposal of hazardous waste. Humboldt County was part of the lawsuit that charged Walgreens with disposing of their cleaning products, including bleach, automotive lubricants, and paint, in its dumpsters, and not through proper hazardous waste disposal practices. Humboldt County staff participated in the dumpster diving effort, checking the local Walgreens dumpsters for hazardous waste as part of the settlement. The County Hazardous Materials Unit received $42,000 with an additional $5,800 in the cost of staff time. The District Attorney's Office received $25,000 in civil penalties along with $1,200 reimbursement for staff costs. We'll have more KINS news after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Reporter Dan Squire comments on some recent successes with the City of Eureka's homeless problem. Here's Dan.
One issue communities across Humboldt County deal with is that of transients and homeless on local streets. Health issues, substance abuse, and crime are often associated with the homeless, and one effort taken by the Eureka Police Department has been to deal with the first problem, getting someone a place to stay, as Chief Merle Harpum explains.
Our old town officer, Drake Goodale, and Pamela Millsap, who is a retired county health care worker that we hired a couple of years ago to help us deal with the homeless issues, because she knows them all, for one, and she knows all the services that are out there. She knows which ones are phony and which ones really need help. And so she works with our officers 3 days a week.
Chief Harpum goes on to highlight one success story.
We had this one homeless guy that we'd deal with. He hung out down around the library, and he's got some mental problems. One real cold day, they noticed him sitting on concrete, and his shoes are very poor shoes. So they went out and, bought him shoes and a bicycle and gave it to him and got him off the street. He is now off the street. They've placed him in a home. And so, you know, we do that every once in a while when we see the need for it.
Many local volunteer and civic groups have dedicated their time and effort to helping those who need a place to stay and a meal to eat.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS and some of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.